comparison is 33 pages long, and we feel like most of those items will be, there'll be a handful of them that we could use our time most productively today by going through the comparison that we have, and then we'll go back and update it when the House has a final spreadsheet ready. And so that is our intention today. We do have an ex officio member of our conference committee, Senator Coring, at the end of the table, and he will not be voting, but he will be participating whenever he feels a need to.
Larry Hosh, who's our alternate.
Someone announced that.
And the House has Representative Larry Hosh here in the same position as Senator Coring.
And Madam Chair, and an, add about $1.50, and you can get a cup of coffee too with that. But I'm just glad to be able here to be here to participate. Thank
Senator
you,
Senator Coring. You're a very important addition. Then, as
he's an alternate.
No, he's just a.
We can't vote if we're gone. You can't sit in.
You know. Some people say 80, some people say 90% of what happens in the world is because of those who show up. So the discussion is an important part of the conference committee, and Senator Coring, I'm sure, will have a lot to contribute. Then as we go through this spreadsheet, I've asked our staff to identify for us items that are funded with permanent money, and items that are funded by one-time money based on the one-time money that is surplus one-time money, and one-time money that is financed from one-time money within our bill. We think those are three significant things to keep straight as we go through the conference committee. It will be important that one-time money is used in a way to finance one-time items only, and it will be important that one-time money from within the bill have the same consideration. So we're going to try and identify those items where we can today when we go through the spreadsheet. And with that, I think we're probably ready to start.
Madam Chair, members, my name is David Godfrey, Senate Fiscal Analyst, and I'll just begin by providing a brief orientation of the spreadsheet. On the first page is a summary page, and it shows in the first column change items, in the second main column governor's recommendations, in the third column a House total position, fourth column a Senate total position, and then the final column a Senate and House difference column.
Thank you.
I then direct you to line two, which shows the total all funds spending under the jurisdiction of this conference committee. For the House position, there's all funds in 08-09 of $654 million. Senate is $565 million for this biennium, a difference of $88 million. And then I'll just note the general fund totals. The House has a total general fund position of $418 million. The Senate, almost $317 million. For a difference of $101.6 million. And actually, before I go any further here, I should just stop and clarify exactly what is represented by the numbers on these pages. The House position is the House position as it was out of the Health and Human Services Finance Committee in the House, where their position was at that point. The Senate position is based on where the Senate position from the numbers off the floor. Then just moving down, there's a summary of appropriations by agencies, summarized by fund. And then turning on to page two, we'll just begin going through the individual items. And we'll start first with the Department of Human Services, beginning on line 80. The Senate position has an agency reduction of $544,000 general fund money. That $544,000 is then appropriated on line 86 to a health improvement account for a pay-for-performance incentive. This money will remain in this account until the department, will remain in this account if the department meets certain goals, They will receive that money by the end of 2009. If they don't, it will remain in the health improvement account until spent by the legislature. Next, on line 91, is a Senate position which makes reductions in certain activities. There's a reduction of $390,000 in 2008-09 for a transfer to the Washington, D.C. office, a $120,000 reduction for money paid for gubernatorial staff, and that's a total savings of $306,000 in 2008-09. On line 98 is a one-time appropriation of a $1.7 million for agency Department of Human Services agency carry forward for systems. This is basically allows the department to spend money on IT systems, and because of this carry forward, the Senate position does not include any IT costs in the rest of the bill. Next,
and that is one time from within our bill.
That's correct. Madam Chair, members, beginning then on 103 is the governor's recommendation for background studies fee alignment. This is both the House and the Senate have adopted this position. On line 109 is a governor's recommendation for background studies compliance with federal requirements. And the House and the Senate have both adopted this governor's position. On line 116 is a House position for Administrative Simplification Advisory Committee, cost of $103,000 in 2008-09. On line 122 is the governor's recommendation for MFIB federal compliance. Neither the House nor the Senate funded this item. On line 141 is the governor's recommendation for MFIB continuation of benefits for MFIB for MFIB benefits for legal non-citizens, and both the House and the Senate fully funded this at just over $2 million for 809. On 147 is the governor's recommendation for MFIB time limit and program violation provisions, and this was included in the House position for a savings of $117,000 in 2008-09. On line 152 is the repeal of the MFIB SSI penalty. Both the House and the Senate have this at a cost of $12.7 million. Next, on line 159 is the repeal of the MFIB housing penalty, $50 housing penalty, and have that as, here as a Senate position at cost of $4.2 million of TANF funds. Next, on 160.
Madam Chair, can we just, as we go here, that has been changed now in the House position. So we're repealing that as well, just so people know going forward.
Thank you. Madam Chair, just while we're at that, is we need a switch with the housing penalty versus the family cap.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, members, then resuming on line 164 is the repeal of the MFIB family cap, and the Senate has that position at $4.7 million of TANF funds. Next, turning to page 4, line 169 is an item to eliminate the MFIB 20-hour work requirement for post-secondary education. Both the Senate and the House have that position at different amounts, but those different amounts are attributable, my understanding is, to different interactions within the bill. There are two different positions. Next, on line 174 is a House provision for refugees going directly to MFIB at a cost of $104,000 in 2008-09 of TANF funds. On 179 is to add two participant groups to MFIB hard-to-employ categories, and that's been adopted by both the House and the Senate. Next, on 187 is eliminate MFIB work hours for the employed hardship extensions, and that's included in both the House and Senate position as well. On 197 is to House position to increase MFIB exit levels to 140% of poverty guidelines at a cost of $7.4 million of TANF funds in 2008-09. On line 203 is Senate position to exclude value of one licensed vehicle from MFIB at a cost of $687,000 of TANF funds in 2008-09. On line 209 is a Senate position for $184,000 in this biennium to provide MFIB work participation bonus for $100 a month for 24 months, and that's effective February 08. On line 215 is the small cost to the establishment of the Family Stabilization Services sanction policies, and that is cost of $236,000 in 2008-09. On line page 5, line 20, is a Senate position to refinance some amount of TANF funds to pay for general fund provisions associated with Senate File 559, and that refinances just over $2 million in 08-09 from the TANF fund into the general fund.
Let me just stop a minute. Generally speaking, the Senate did not refinance any of the TANF monies. This item is being reinvested in the TANF program, but it's important when we reinvest it that we reinvest it as general fund money. And the reason for that is so that we can meet our work participation requirements that the federal government is imposing on us, and so that people that get the $100 bonus, which helps us to comply with those work participation requirements, don't have their time clock ticking just because they receive that $100, because otherwise they would have been off the program. So that's what this refinancing is about.
Madam Chair, members, resuming on line 230 is the Senate position, which spends $10.5 million of TANF funds for MFIB work support grants to counties. On line 237 is a House position, general fund spending of $850,000 for the Workforce U program. On line 242 are both the House and the Senate appropriate $1.5 million of TANF funds for the Office of Higher Education Work Study Program for MFIB participants. On line 247 is the Integrated Services Projects for MFIB Families. It's a Senate position, and it spends $6 million in 08-09 of TANF funds. On line 252 is the increase in MFIB Consolidated Support Services Grants. This is a Senate position and spends $6.7 million of TANF funds in 08-09. On line 257 is the MFIB Car Loan and Repairs Program, a Senate position, which spends $3 million in 08-09. On line 262 is a Child Care Assistance Program, a governor's recommendation, which the House funds more or less at the governor's level, and the Senate only takes one small provision, which is the MFIB Child Care Adjust Entry Level to 250% of poverty. On page 6, both the Senate and the House have a child care licensing provision to allow or to for the state to take over county duties in the background studies area for child care. On line 282 is the modify absent day policy. The Senate is, I believe, their Senate's position is effective fiscal year 09, whereas the House starts in fiscal year 08, and that's really the only difference there. Next, on line 290 is a restoration of half day rates in the child care program at a cost of $1.3 million. That's a House position. Next, on line 296 is a reduction in the child care co-payments. And here the House spends $5.5 million on this item, and the Senate bit under $3.1 million. On line 307 is an increase in child care provider reimbursement rates. The House has, I believe, a 2% increase at a cost of $7.7 million in 08-09. The Senate has a 3% increase at $11.3 million in 08-09. Next, on line 317, it's a House position to reduce the basic sliding fee waiting list at an appropriation, and it looks like a one-time appropriation of $10.9 million in 08-09. Next, on line 324 is the Senate position to eliminate the at-home infant care program at a savings of $2.5 million in general fund money for 08-09. Then going to page 7, on line 331 is a House appropriation for child care service grants. It's a one-time appropriation of $5 million in 08-09. On line 336 is a House appropriation of one-time money for the next biennium of $2 million for early childhood professional development system. On line 341 is the Family Friend Neighbor Grant Program, a House item, costs one-time $1.5 million in the next biennium. On line 346 is appropriation for Hennepin County and Ramsey County licensed family child care provider connections network, and that's both in the Senate and House positions, one-time spending of $200,000 in the next biennium. On line 351, the county child support funding, this is a one-time item. This is county child support funding, federal funding loss, providing funding to counties for this purpose. The House spends that one time in a fiscal year 08 of $8 million. The Senate is $4 million in fiscal year 08.
And this came out of the forecasted one-time money.
Next, on line 356 is a governor's rec for adoption assistance and relative custody assistance. And both the House and the Senate's do this item. I think the difference between the governor here is just a slightly reduced increase or payment adjustment for individuals or families receiving these payments than the governor has in his bill. Next, on line 367 is an item for adoption assistance, age-based criterion for special needs. That's a small item, $14,000 in this biennium. Both the House and the Senate have that position. On line 372 is the fetal alcohol syndrome program's funding appropriation. Both the House and the Senate have that at $150,000 in 0809. On line 377 is the Child Safety Support Network. This is a House position. It's $3.5 million in 0809. Going to page 8, line 382, is Regional Children's Mental Health Pilot Project. House position spends one-time money in 0809 of $1.4 million. On line 387 is appropriation for crisis nurseries. House position spends $2.2 million in 0809. On line 392, county case management federal funding loss appropriation. This is the governor's rec, which is fully funded by the House, $40 million, one-time money in fiscal year 08.
Madam Chair. There's a change in the House position now is $38 million.
And this was funded in the Senate, at least out of the forecasted one-time money.
Right.
Yes, and Madam Chair, that was a spending in the Senate of $23.6 million.
And I might just add the reason we have smaller numbers is because the Senate put more of the one-time money in the reserve.
Madam Chair, members, beginning on 397 is American Indian Child Welfare Project expansion, one-time funding here by the House of $2 million in fiscal year 08. On line 402 is Self-Directed Support Options Program, a House position which spends $1.8 million in fiscal year 08 in the next biennium. On line 409 are several adjustments to group residential housing rates. Difference here is that the House position also includes a adjustment for St. Louis County GRH at $870,000 in fiscal year 08-09 and a Stern St. Louis County GRH at a cost of $339,000 in 08-09. On line 418 is the governor's plan for proposal for long-term homelessness implementation. The House includes this, but at a higher funding level of $5 million in the next biennium. The Senate funds it at the governor's request level of $3.9 million. On 425 is a one-time appropriation by the Senate for long-term homeless services. On line 430 is the New Chance Program.
This was funded out of the projected one-time surplus.
On line 430 is the New Chance Program appropriation. Both the House and the Senate have this in for $280,000 in the next biennium. On line 435 is a Mother's First Program in Ramsey County appropriation. This is one-time money for the House of $900,000 in the next biennium, and the Senate funds it for just the first year of the biennium for $450,000. On line 442 is appropriation for runaway homeless youth. House funds this at $7 million in the first biennium and then on an ongoing basis in 10 and 11 at $3 million. The Senate spends one-time money here in fiscal year 08 for $1 million.
And this was, again, forecasted one-time money.
On line 447 is appropriation for transitional housing. The House spends ongoing money here, a little bit more in the first biennium of $1.5 million, and then the Senate in position is one-time money here, $500,000 in fiscal year 08. And this was also included in the Senate one-time bill. Next, on line 454 is the Emergency Services Grants Program appropriation. House spends just a little over $1 million in 08-09. The Senate and then continues to do so on an ongoing basis through 11. The Senate spends one-time money here in fiscal year 08 of $400,000, and this was also included in the Senate one-time bill. On line 459 is the appropriation by the House of the Food Shelf Programs, $1.1 million in 08-09, and then a reduced appropriation in the tails of $650,000. On line 484 is appropriation for community action grants, and that's appropriation of $3 million in 08-09 by the House. Nothing there for the Senate. On line 469 is tenant hotline services program appropriation, $100,000 one time by the House. Next, on line 474 is provision to modify food stamp requirements. This has spending of $135,000, and both the House and the Senate have this position in the first year spending, and then it saves money in the next three fiscal years after that. On line 481 is the governor's provision to for immigration status validation and recertification. The House includes this position at a small cost of $91,000 in 0809. Turning to page 10, line 489 is governor's provision for health care enrollment transfer. And neither the House nor the Senate took this position. And line 498 is a six-month delay in the health match system. And both bodies have this item in their positions. Next on line 505 is governor's.
If we could just stop here, the Senate took this savings because the provisions we have in our bill will cause the health match to be delayed. At some point, we need to understand a little better why the House took these savings.
Madam Chair, members, beginning again on line 505 is the governor's proposal for disproportionate share hospital payments. And here the governor, the House has accepted the governor's position, which saves money to the general fund of $22.8 million in 0809. The Senate position is different than that particular proposal. Senate position just modifies the DISH formula, enabling the state to capture the full amount of DISH match, thereby having one-time savings of $6.1 million in 08. And then in 09, the money is just sent to the hospitals as a disproportionate share hospital payment.
And just to be clear, the Senate position is that this money was allocated in this biennium to the hospitals in the last conference committee that we had, and that was a very difficult conference committee. This $6 million is sort of a gift that we didn't know we would have last biennium, and the Senate position continues to be that those federal dollars should go to the hospitals, and I'm sure we'll have more discussion about that as the conference committee goes on, but at this point, and I will say it as often as I have to, since we are not sure what the federal government will do with these federal funds after this biennium that we're appropriating for, if we're not spending it for the hospitals, then it would be our position that it should be spent on a one-time basis. Because if it's spent in here throughout the various programs, nobody knows whether their program got the DISH money or not. And then it's pretty hard to undo those DISH dollars if they are not available to us.
Madam Chair, members, beginning again on line 515 is the governor's proposal for the Healthy Connections Program. The House has accepted a small provision here relating to some administrative responsibilities at a cost of $380,000 in 0809. On line 529 is a Senate position, which is for Minnesota Health Care Programs Outreach. Spends a total or combined all funds basis of $30.8 million in 0809. And the House picks up a small provision of this, which is the phone line for Minnesota Care or Outreach. Then turning now to page 11, line 545 is the House position on Cover All Kids. This costs the general fund $11.1 million in fiscal year 0809 and $87.7 million of healthcare access funds in fiscal year 0809. On line 571 is the governor's proposal for a client medical access mileage adjustment. This is funded by the House, $1.4 million in 0809. It's not funded by the Senate. On line 571 is the governor's proposal for QCare pay for performance activity. And the House fully funds that at $1.6 million. The Senate funds it at $1 million. And the only difference between the Senate and the governor and the House here is just that the bonus payments that are given to providers are done at a slightly smaller level. On line 589 is the governor's position for physician-directed care coordination. Both the House and the Senate have included this position in their bills. The only difference here between the House and the Senate is the Senate cut back on some administrative funding for this item. On line 597 is the governor proposal for the extension of critical access dental payments. Primary difference here is that both bodies fund this item. However, the House uses health care access fund money for this item, whereas the Senate pays for this with general fund dollars. On line 607 is a patient incentive program.
If we can just stop here. The Senate funds the critical access dental portion where dentists serve Minnesota Care clients in the base. Our position is that the MA portion should be funded out of the general fund because that is a general fund program.
Madam Chair, members, beginning then on 607 is the Patient Incentive Program for Health Goals. This is funded by both bodies at $1.2 million in 08-09 using general fund money. 614 is a Primary Care Access Initiative pilot project. This is a Senate position, a one-time funding of $794,000 in 08-09. Next on line 621 is House position to delay MA treatment of, for treatment foster care services benefits, and that saves $5.83 million in 08-09 of general fund money. Next on line 626 is a community clinic rate increase for family planning. Both the House and the Senate have this position, and it's a cost of $1.1 million. On 631, oral health care initiatives grants, this one-time item in the Senate of $500,000 in fiscal year 08. On line 636 is MA coverage of Medicare Part D copayments for dual eligibles. This is funded by the House at $3.4 million in 08-09 and by the Senate at $11.6 million in 08-09. Next, on line 642 is the change to the alternative payment method for FQHCs and RHCs. This is a Senate position. It costs general fund $6.5 million in 08-09. On line, beginning on line 649 is MA reimbursement for county community health worker services. Both bodies have this position, and it saves a small amount of $61,000 in the next biennium. Turning then to page 13, on line 655 is reimbursement for influenza vaccine administrative costs. This is a House position. It costs $1.2 million in 08-09. Senate does not have this position. On line 660 is elimination of MA and GAMC pharmacy copayments effective March 1st, 2008. This is a Senate position, $14.1 million in 08-09. On line 667 is medical assistance asset limit revisions. And this is a House position, $33.9 million in 08-09, and the Senate does not include this this item. On 674, disabled parental contribution modification of $5.3 million in 08-09. This is a House-only position. On line 681 is MAEPD for those over 65, small cost. It's a House position of $267,000 in 08-09. On line 689 is one-month rolling eligibility for MA, and this is the Senate position of the cost of $6 million in 08-09, beginning in fiscal year 09. On line 694 is an increase for, or I'm sorry, it's an item to eliminate the ratable reductions for Bethesda Hospital, and both bodies have that at $868,000 in the next biennium. On line 700 is a children's outpatient hospital rate increase in the House. The House spends $3.6 million on that item, and the Senate $1 million. On the top of page 14, line 705, increased medical non-emergency wheel transportation. It's basically a it's an increase for non-emergency transportation wheelchair rate. The House has that at $209,000 in 809, and the Senate is at $200,000. On line 711 is a mental health peer specialist program appropriation. This is a Senate-only position of $122,000 in 08-09. On line 717 is a research center grant for evaluation of state health policies, one-time funding of $300,000 in fiscal year 08. Both the House and the Senate have this position. On line 723 is a youth special kids project appropriation by the House of $1.5 million in 08-09. On line 728 is community-based healthcare coverage program demonstration project in the House. This is funded one time in fiscal year 08 of $1 million, just a little over $1 million. The Senate essentially pays for the same thing, but they spread the appropriation out over each year and sunset the program in fiscal year 12. On line 734, a community collaborative pilot project to cover the uninsured. There's one-time funding in the House of $1.2 million in 08-09. On line 739 is health care payment reform pilot project of one-time funding by the House of just over $2 million in 08-09. On line 746 is eliminate the Minnesota Care add-back of depreciation for farmers. Both bodies have this at just a little bit over $1 million of healthcare access fund money in 08-09. On line 758, increase Minnesota Care inpatient hospital cap from $10,000 to $20,000. This is a Senate position, spends $5.6 million of healthcare access fund money in 08-09. On line 760 is to permit Minnesota Care eligibility for undocumented kids at a cost in the Senate position of $5.8 million in 08-09. Next, on line 767 is increase income eligibility for adults without kids to 200% of poverty in fiscal year 08 and then 215% in fiscal year 09 in Minnesota Care, and this is a cost of the healthcare access fund of $11.5 million in the next biennium. And line 774 is to eliminate the Minnesota Care verification of income and ESI, and this is a Senate-only position that costs the healthcare access fund $27.9 million in the next biennium. On line 781 is a modify adult ESI barrier if the out-of-pocket costs are greater than 8%. Again, a Senate-only position of healthcare access fund spending of $12.2 million in 08-09. On 788 is another Senate position that eliminates the Minnesota Care six-month reviews, small cost of just under $700,000 in 08-09. On line 793 is to eliminate the $50,000 income limit for Minnesota Care parents, a Senate position of a small amount of just under $600,000 in 08-09. On line 800 is to eliminate the ESI barrier for children of $1.8 million, a Senate position
Madam
in
Chair.
Fiscal year 09.
Senator Coring.
Madam Chair, before we go on to the next page, I just wanted to the elimination of the add-back of depreciation for farmers. This is the fifth year that I've been working with you trying to get that changed, and I just want to publicly thank the House for putting this in your bill. This is a big deal to us that are out in rural Minnesota with farmers, and so if I'm not mistaken, Senator Berglund put this in her bill every year for the last 5 years, and this is finally the first time that we've gotten it from the House. So I just want to publicly thank you for this. This is a big deal to us rural members. So,
thank you, Senator Coring. And there's quite a few other items on the list that we've been trying to get for the last 5 years also. So we hope we'll be successful with those as well.
Madam Chair, members, returning to the spreadsheet on page 16, line 807, is a Senate position to eliminate the Minnesota Care four-month insurance barrier for children to cost the Healthcare Access Fund of $1.2 million. On line 814 is expand Minnesota Care eligibility to the homeless and lift the address requirement, cost of Senate position, a cost of just under $700,000 in 08-09. On 821 is to waive Minnesota Care premiums for military members and families beginning in fiscal year 09 at a cost of $1.4 million in the next biennium. On line 828 is a Senate position which eliminates the Minnesota Care premium increases, both the sliding scale and the 8% increase, at a cost of $4.3 million in 08-09. Next, on line 835 is to repeal the Minnesota Care limited benefits set. It costs $12.7 million in 08-09. Next, on line 841, another Senate position to eliminate the ESI barrier for students. The healthcare access fund costs $2.2 million in 08-09. 846 is the Minnesota Care option for small employers. The Senate position costs $1.8 million in 08-09. And then on 854 is Administrative Uniformity Committee, Uniform Billing and Admin Cost. This is a Senate position, one-time funding of $120,000 from the general fund. Turning to page 17, line 860 is the Senate position to reduce the Minnesota Healthcare Program managed care rates, savings due to the savings of 1.5% in the forecast due to the health insurance plan caps that are found in Senate File 857. This saves the general fund $24 million in 08-09 and the healthcare access fund $7.5 million in 08-09. On line 869 is a governor's recommendation for administrative funding for citizenship documentation. Both the House and the Senate include this position at $736,000. Next, on line 874 is a dental access for disabled study. It's a one-time House item of $49,000 in fiscal year 08. Next, on line 884 is the Senior Nutrition Program's appropriation of $1.6 million in fiscal year 08-09. On 890 is another House position, Living at Home Block Nurse Program, of appropriation of $1.2 million from the general fund in 08-09. On 895 is a kinship navigator program. This is both a House and Senate position, spending $350,000 in the next biennium. On line 901 is a House position for Minnesota Older Ombudsman, spending $138,000. On line senior 906 is the senior linkage line appropriation. It's House position of $300,000 in 0809. Line 911 is the long-term care payment adjustments. And I know that in the case of the House position that there's been a number of changes to this since this spreadsheet was originally developed. I won't necessarily summarize their position, but I can do the Senate. In the Senate position, it's a three and a quarter COLA in both COLA in fiscal year 08 and a three and a quarter in fiscal year 09. It also includes rebasing on line 915, which is rebasing with a 5-year phase-in. And then it also includes excluding nursing homes from Stearns, Benton, and Sherburne counties from the COLA. And I believe that summarizes the Senate position on that item.
And if I can just further explain, the rebasing would take place in the second year of the biennium instead of a COLA for nursing home per diems.
On line 937 is a preparation for nursing facility rate increase for sprinkler systems. The House does this on a one-time basis in fiscal year 08 for $2 million. The Senate appropriates $3 million for both fiscal years 08-09.
And this came out of the forecasted one-time money.
On line 942 is a House position for a para nursing facilities cost reimbursement increase of, and it costs $242,000 in the next biennium. On line 947 are a variety of nursing facility rate increases, and I won't go over each one, but they're each listed line by line there. The Senate does fewer, the House total is $2.2 million. The Senate does two individual rate increases for a cost of $61,000 in 08-09. On line 962 is a increase for Range Inc., the DT&H and ICFMR facility, and both the House and the Senate appropriate $634,000 for this item. On line 967 is a Hennepin County ICFMR rate increase. This is a Senate-only position of $338,000 in fiscal year 08-09. On line 972, page 19, is a reverse mortgage incentive program. This is a Senate position. It costs $386,000 of general fund money in the next biennium. On line 981 is a governor's position for elderly waiver assisted living coverage. This has savings. Both the House and the Senate took this for savings of $128,000 in 08-09. On line 989 is the home and community-based services provider standards recommendation from the governor. Neither the House nor the Senate included this item in their bills. On line 998 is the MRRC waiver family support program. It's a House position. It costs $12.2 million in the next biennium. On line 1005 is study of MA portion of home care rates, and this is a Senate one-time item of $60,000 in fiscal year 08. On line 1011 is the governor's mental health initiative. On here, I believe the House primarily does the Minnesota Care benefit items using the Health Care Access Fund money, and also does the county share for hospitals that has some savings. Their cost is $4.5 million to the Health Care Access Fund and a savings to the general fund of $2.2 million to the general fund. The Senate on this item funds basically the governor's recommendations in full. The difference, however, is that the Senate uses general fund dollars does general fund spending on everything that is not Minnesota Care related item. And so that has general fund spending in fiscal year 08-09 of $40.2 million, and then Health Care Access Fund spending of $5.2 million in 08-09.
We do have we have a little bit more money in here than the governor had for rate increases for one of the provider groups so that we could have more of the services receive the rate increase.
Madam Chair, members, then turning to page 20, or actually all the way to the bottom of page 20, beginning on 1082 and then going on to page 21, is the House Mental Health Program item. And here the House spends $30.3 million in 08-09 on an all funds basis, most of which is general fund dollars. Next on line 1106 is appropriation from the Lottery Prize Fund for the North Star Alliance of $550,000. Both the House and the Senate have this item in their bills. On line 1112 is the compulsive gambling education treatment and assessment appropriation. And this is done by the House for $500,000 from the Lottery Prize Fund in 08-09 and then on an ongoing basis at $200,000 in the next biennium. The Senate spends $800,000 in fiscal year 08-09 on a one-time basis for this item. On line 1118 is services for deaf and hard of hearing people. This is governor's recommendation. The House is funding it at the governor's level. The Senate essentially funds this item at the governor's level as well, except for it makes some reduction in the administrative costs associated with this proposal. And that explains the difference in between the two items. On line 1128 is appropriation for a hearing loss mentor program. And this, is included in the Senate position as well, and that might be an omission on my part here. I'll have to check on that. But the House does spend money on this, $80,000 in 08-09. On line 1133 is chemical use assessment requirement. This is a Senate position of spending $188,000 in 08-09. Moving on to page 22, line 1141, county repayment forgiveness disability overspending. This is a one-time item by the House of $5.3 million. On line 1150 is a disability linkage line appropriation, House-only item, a cost $1.2 million in 08-09. On line 1155 is a Senate position, one-time money of $550,000 for a meth treatment program appropriation, which extends this program's sunset to fiscal year 09. Line 1162 is a Senate position, spends $2.9 million to adjust the chemical dependency county maintenance of effort formula. On line 1167 is a Native American Juvenile Treatment Center pre-design, and this is for both the White Earth and Leech Lake bands. Senate has a similar item here on the next line for just the Leech Lake band. On line 1179 is the HIV/AIDS insurance program funding, refinancing that program through the Healthcare Access Fund. That was a governor's position. Neither the House nor the Senate took that item. On line 1186 is an appropriation of one-time money for assisted technology. That's $300,000. The Senate includes this too, but it's actually located under the Council of Disability in the Senate position, I believe. Turning to page 23 on 1191 is the Region 10 Quality Assurance Expansion. The House does this on an ongoing basis of $300,000 for beginning in 08-09. Senate funds this on a one-time basis of $240,000 in 08-09. On line 1198 is the Centers for Independent Living Community Support Options. This is one-time spending by the Senate, $60,000. On line 1204 is governor's request for nursing home report card expansion. This was funded by the House at $30,000, and it was not funded by the Senate. On line 1210 is a Senate position to require timely petitions for commitment to avoid hold orders, one-time spending of $280,000 in fiscal year 08. On line 1215 is the governor's proposal for adjusting the Minnesota Security Hospital census. This creates savings of $2.9 million in 08-09 and the same amount in 10-11. Both the Senate and the House accepted this position. Next, on line 1221 is to eliminate the Wilmer evidence-based treatment activity. This provides savings of $600,000 in the next biennium as a Senate position. And line 1226 is one-time funding of $200,000 for grave markers at the state's RTCs, and this is included in both the House and the Senate position.
And this in the Senate came out of the forecasted one-time money.
Next on line 1232 is governor's recommendation for TANF refinancing. The only part of this proposal accepted by both the House and the Senate is one-time savings related to an accounting adjustment of $250,000 in fiscal year 08. On line 1243 is the compensation adjustment for state employees, Department of Human Services. The House funds this at the Senate, at the governor's level, I believe, and the Senate funds it at a higher level at a rate of 3.25 for state employees, all state employees. And that concludes the Department of Human Services. Then beginning in the middle of page 24 is the Department of Health. On line 1285 is the appropriation, it's a reduction to the Department of Health's budget in fiscal years 10 and 11 of $182,000. Those funds, $182,000, are placed in the health improvement account for a pay-per-performance agency incentive. And the department will have to meet certain measures in order to get that money back. If they do not meet those measures, the money will be placed in the health improvement account for future spending by the legislature. On line 1295 is the governor's recommendation for home visiting. And the House funds this and funds it out of the TANF account for a cost of $11.3 million in 08-09. The Senate does not fund that item. Turning to page 25 on line 1301 is the restoration of 2003 family planning grant reductions. And that is both the House and the Senate fund this item, the House at $2 million, the Senate at $2.3 million for the next biennium. On line 1306 is a governor's request for funding for the MinAble program. This was not accepted by either the House or the Senate. The House did reduce funding for MinAble to cutting it by $440,000 in 08-09. On line 1313 is a Senate position to reduce the positive alternative grants program at the Department of Health by $2.4 million. This cuts the grant program in half. Next on line 1318 is the family support and assistance of families with deaf children appropriation. This is a Senate item appropriating $200,000 in 08-09. On line 1323 is fetal alcohol spectrum disorders appropriation, and this is a request by the governor of $1.8 million, and this was funded by both the House and the Senate. On line 1328 is the loan forgiveness increase in consolidation, and here it looks as if I believe the House has accepted the governor's position. The Senate did not, but it did include an appropriation of sales in 10 and 11 of state government special revenue fund to fund the shortfall for that biennium. On line 1337 is an appropriation for HIV information and referral program. $160,000 in fiscal year 08-09 is what the House spends on it. The Senate spends twice that amount at $320,000 in 08-09. On line 1343, hearing aid instrument loan bank appropriation. This is the Senate position of $140,000 in 08-09. On 1348 is a deaf and hard of hearing loss supports appropriation, $200,000. This is a House position. On line 1353 is a heart disease and stroke prevention one-time appropriation by the House of $200,000, fiscal year 08. Turning to page 26 is a House position for the Bright Smiles Project, pilot project, $434,000 in 08-09. On line 1363 is funding for the suicide prevention grants. This is a House position of $1.2 million in 08-09. On line 1368 are FQHC subsidies. This is done by both the House and the Senate. House funds this at $6.9 million in 08-09, the Senate $11 million in 08-09. On line 1375 is the governor's recommendation for e-health record grants, and the House has funded this at $27 million in 08-09 on a one-time basis from the Healthcare Access Fund, and the Senate has done the same item here at the same amount, at $27 million. At 1385 is Merck Federal Compliance, this is governor's recommendation. The House agreed with this position and funds it at $16 million, but uses general fund dollars instead of healthcare access fund dollars. The Senate provides one-time funding in fiscal year 08 from the general fund of $5 million. On 1392 is a health connections appropriation to the Department of Health. Governor had asked for $12.1 million here. The House provides $6 million, and the Senate does not fund this position, or does not fund this item. On line 1397 is a healthcare access survey. This is the governor's recommendation, funded both by the House and the Senate for $600,000 in both the next two bienniums. On line 1402 is the health plan purchasing study work group. This is actually an item in the Senate bill, at least, which does not have a cost but is here because it indicates that this would be an item that the Department of Health would do with existing resources. On line 1407 is administrative cost for Uniform Billing and Health Technology Advisory Council, and this is the cost to the Senate of $292,000 from the Health Care Access Fund. On line 1412 is administrative cost for the health insurance premium caps that are found in Senate File 857. And here, those are paid for out of the Healthcare Access Fund at a cost of $232,000 in 0809. On line 1417 is a Senate administrative reduction to the Department of Health in the Healthcare Access Fund area of $320,000. On line 1423 is community initiatives to cover the uninsured and underinsured, and this is for $300,000 from the general fund one time by the Senate. On line 1428 is long-term care and alternatives. The governor's position, which the House does, $822,000 SGSR funds. The Senate did not accept this position. Now, line 1443 is a fee adjustment for housing with services, and both the House and the Senate have accepted this governor's position. 1439 is the governor's recommendation for rate increases or fee increases for mortuary science. Both the Senate and the House have adopted the governor's proposal. On line 1445 is occupational therapy fee reduction, both from the governor, and this was adopted by both the House and the Senate. 1450 is a hearing instrument dispensing fee adjustment recommended by the governor. Both the House and the Senate have adopted this item. On 1455.
Madam Chair, the House didn't do that reduction.
Okay.
Or that, remember that, I think that's correct. Okay.
Okay. So, Madam Chair, members, apparently that's a Senate position, not a House position. On line 1455 is a hearing aid loan bank appropriation. This is similar to the one that was earlier in the bill, in the spreadsheet under, I think, the Department of Human, in the Senate position. And I think there's an error here. I'm not sure if this is supposed to be in the Health or Department of Human Services. I suspect that it's supposed to be in the Department of Health, and so the previous entry you saw will probably be eliminated in the Department of Human Services. On line 1460 is a House position for a pediatric medical home, one-time spending of $1 million in fiscal year 0809. Turning to page 28 is a House position for an Anatomical Gift Act appropriation. It's $163,000 in 0809. Line 1470 is a one-time appropriation from the House of $65,000 for uncompensated care study. 1475, there's a health tracking and biomonitoring position by the House, and that's a total of $2 million for 0809. I do understand that the Senate has done something similar, but it's in the environment bill, and so I guess that needs to be resolved where that's taken care of. On line 1482 is the AIDS Prevention Initiative appropriation from the House of $300,000 in 0809. On line 1487 is a House appropriation for atrazine water level standards of $200,000 in fiscal year 08. Mm-hmm. On line 1492 is an arsenic health risk standard appropriation for $1.3 million in 0809. On line 1497 is a Lindane I'm not sure how to pronounce that.
Bisphenol
A studies, a one-time appropriation of $114,000 in fiscal year 08. And then we have another study here from Dicarbo. Anybody can help me out over there? It would be great. But it's a study related to ether of some sort, and it's $118,000 in fiscal year 08. On line 1507 is radiation and submissions report for $60,000 in fiscal year 08, one-time money. Next, on line 1514 is the governor's recommendation for tuberculosis prevention. That's fully funded by the House. The Senate did not adopt that position. On line page 29, line 1519 is funding for lead abatement. This is the House position of $1.9 million in 0809. On line 1525 is the PFC water treatment point of use evaluation. This is a $40,000 one-time appropriation in fiscal year 08. Both the House and the Senate do this item here. Equally, on line 1530 is environmental justice mapping appropriation by the House of $190,000 in 0809. It's not included in the Senate position. On line 1535 is the birth defects information registry system. The House funds this at $1.5 million. The Senate funds it at $750,000. Next on line 1541 is a lead hazard reduction appropriation from the House of $500,000 in 08-09. 1547 is state well program maintenance increase fee proposed by the governor. The Senate funds this at the governor's level or approves this at the governor's level. The House did not include this in their position. On line 1551 is public health laboratory operations appropriation. That's funded by the House at the governor's level at $2.2 million in 08-09. And the Senate funds that item at $1.2 million in the next biennium. On line 1557 is newborn screening program, governor's request. This is funded by both the House and the Senate at the governor's level of $460,000 net spending. Next on 1563, this is a Senate position. These numbers actually need to be updated, but this is supposed to represent funding for a deaf and hard of hearing or hearing loss screening item here, and we'll get the corrected numbers in on the next reiteration of this spreadsheet. On line 1589 is a specimen handling fee increase proposed by the governor, which is accepted by both the House and the Senate. Next, on line 30 is a Senate position which transfers $7.2 million from the Department of Health State Government Special Revenue Fund and places that money in the general fund for general fund savings at $7.2 million in fiscal year 08. On line 1582 is a governor's recommendation for pandemic influenza preparedness, and this was funded on a one-time level by the House at $3.2 million in fiscal year 08, and then $5.6 million in 08-09.
This was funded out of the forecasted one-time money.
Next on line 1589 is revolving loan fund for window lead abatement in the Senate to $1 million in fiscal year 08.
This was funded out of the forecasted one-time money.
Madam Chair, members, line 1594 is appropriation by the House for increased funding of the Minority and Multicultural Health Office, and that's $100,000 in fiscal year 08-09. Next on line 1599 is a disease surveillance appropriation requested by the governor. This is funded by the House at $11 million from the general fund and is funded on a one-time basis by the Senate in fiscal year 08 by $2 million of SGSR funds in fiscal year 08. Next on line 1608 is the compensation adjustment for Department of Health employees. The House funds this at the governor's level. The Senate funds this at a slightly higher level based on a 3.25 COLA for all employees. Then now beginning on page 31 is the Veterans Home. Line 1628 is repair and betterments request from the governor. This is funded by the House at $8 million in fiscal year 08-09 and then $4 million in 10-11. The Senate funds this in their one-time bill at $6 million in 08-09.
This was funded out of the forecasted one-time increase.
On line 1633, the Senate has an agency management reduction of $50,000 to the central office. That goes into the health improvement account for a pay-for-performance agency incentive. Next on line 643 is the governor's request to maintain current service levels. Both the House and the Senate fund this at the governor's request level of $1.3 million in 08-09. On line 1548 is compensation adjustment, and the House and the Senate accepted the governor's position based on a 3.25 compensation increase. Next, we have a series of health-related board fee increases. These are governor recommendations. I won't go over each one of them, but the House and the Senate position on the operating budget increase is identical to the governor. On line 1669 is compensation budget increase for the boards. Those are done both in the House and the Senate at the governor's level. Then moving to page 32, on line 1687 is retirement payout. That's governor's request for a number of boards that both the House and the Senate agree with the governor on that recommendation. On line 1695 is contested case legal costs for the Medical Malpractice Board, $500,000 one-time SGSR money in fiscal year 08, and both the House and the Senate have included that item. On line 1700 is additional staff to address workload issues at the nursing board. Both the House and the Senate have funded that at the governor's recommendation. On line 1705 is a Board of Pharmacy increase for facility inspections. Both the House and the Senate have funded that at the governor's request level. On 1710 is the governor's request for Board of Physical Therapy, licensed physical therapy assistance. The House has taken this item from the governor and includes it. The Senate actually has this bill traveling separately, and I believe it's on the House, I mean the Senate floor at this moment. On line 1716 is the Board of Behavioral Health and Therapy aligned budget with workload. The governor's recommendation, which was accepted by both the House and the Senate. Then going down to the Emergency Medical Services Board on line 1728 is the Senate has a position which removes the open and standing appropriation for bonus awards and makes that appropriation direct, but reduces the direct appropriation by $200,000 a year for savings of $400,000 to the general fund. Next, on line 1734, is a Senate position which transfers on a one-time basis $400,000 from the EMS board bonus account to the general fund. On line 1741, on page 33, is a governor's rec for a state EMS medical director. Both the House and the Senate fully fund this item. On line 1746 is emergency preparedness coordinator, another governor's recommendation which is funded by the House and the Senate at the governor's level, $150,000 for 0809. On line 1751 is a regional EMS programs appropriation. The House funds this at an ongoing basis of $400,000 each year. The Senate funds it for only one time in fiscal year 08 at $400,000. On line 56 is the board's compensation adjustment, and this is done the governor, the House does this at the governor's level, whereas the Senate provides a slightly higher increase at $134,000. And then on line 1763 is an appropriation for the EMS board to manage the health professional services program. And both the Senate and the House provide funding from the SGSR account for that item. Then on to the Council on Disability. On line 1773 is an appropriation for disabled persons assistive technology item. This is a Senate position, one-time funding of $300,000 from the general fund. On line 1779 is appropriation for the Options 2 Disability Service Program. This House position of ongoing funding of $150,000 in the next biennium. On line 1785 is a governor's proposal to eliminate the agency's sunset. Both the House and the Senate have accepted this item for a cost of $1 million in the next biennium. And then finally, there's a compensation adjustment, which the House does at the governor's level and the Senate does at a slightly higher level. And then turning to the last page, on page 34 is the Ombuds Men for Mental Health and Mental Retardation. This governor's rec to maintain current service levels. Both the House and the Senate do this at $185,000 in the next biennium. And then we have a compensation adjustment, which the House does at the governor's level, and the Senate does at a slightly higher level because of the higher COLA that's provided by the Senate and all agencies. And then finally, for the Ombudsperson for Families, this compensation adjustment, which, again, the House does at the governor's level, and the Senate does at a slightly higher level.
Any questions? Senator Lynch.
Madam Chair, Mr. Godfrey, I appreciate your effort to point out for us those circumstances where one-time dollars are utilized, and I was trying to listen carefully and make those notations. But I wonder if going forward, if there can be a document prepared for us that more clearly illustrates that. I think that's going to be an important part of our ongoing discussions.
We'll see what we can do about that, Senator Lynch. Are there other questions?
John walks through some of the sections that he knows.
Why don't we have the House staff walk through changes that he knows should be made to the spreadsheet that will be showing up in a future iteration of the spreadsheet.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As Mr. Godfrey mentioned, the spreadsheet that was passed out to you represented the House bill at a point in time, which I believe was a little over a week ago. And so there are some things that have changed in the House bill, and I'll just note them briefly. If I miss any changes, perhaps some House members could point them out. And we will work, David or Mr. Godfrey and I will work in the coming days to provide you all with a spreadsheet that more accurately reflects the positions in both bills. Madam Chair, there are just a few things that I wanted to note. One thing that was pointed out earlier by House members was on page 3, the House had reinstituted the repeal of the MFIP housing penalty, and below that, the repeal of the MFIP family cap has been removed from the House bill. Madam Chair, the next item that I noticed was on page 7, the county child support for federal funding loss. The position at the time was $8 million. It currently is $5,333,000. Madam Chair, on the bottom of that page, the appropriation for the Safety Network.
Madam Chair, as House Counsel goes through, would you just mention the line that we're on when you're addressing?
If you want to go back to the, to the child support item.
Madam Chair, in the county child support federal funding loss, that was line 351. Has changed from $8 million to $5,333,000. On line 377, the House position has changed from $1.75 to $1 million per year. Madam Chair, on page 8, line 392, the House position has been reduced from $40 million to $38 million. And, Madam Chair, there was a provision added to the House bill for $2 million that is not currently shown on the spreadsheet that was to help stabilize financially distressed nursing homes in the 08-09 biennium. That was the $2 million reduction went to pay for that, that item. Madam Chair, moving down to page 10, line 498, the House position on health match delay has changed from 6 months to 8 months, and there will be a corresponding change in the dollars.
8 months?
Madam Chair, on page 13, line 655, the reimbursement for influenza vaccine administrative costs has been removed from the bill. On line 667.
Which line was that?
I'm sorry, that was line 655. The reimbursement for influenza vaccine administrative costs has been removed. On line 667, the medical assistance asset limit revision, there was a language change delaying one of the provisions so that the dollars there are reduced. And that will change in the next version of the spreadsheet. There will also be a change on that page on line 700 for children's outpatient hospital rate increase that will reduce the cost slightly. Madam Chair, on page 17, line 911, I'm not exactly sure the numbers for our long-term payment adjustments. They something we'll have to work to find out the differences. There is a the House is carrying a 3-3 COLA for all of those long-term care facilities, as well as rebasing in 10 and 11. The main difference from the Senate is the House has a 2-year phase-in of rebasing and also has and sort of equity adjustments for the different tiers, the geographical tiers. Madam Chair, on page 18, line 937, the nursing facility, it's basically one-time money for nursing facility life safety improvements, has been reduced from $2 million to $1 million. Madam Chair, on page 19, line 1011, the mental health initiatives, there have been substantive changes to the mental health initiative on the House side. It now more closely aligns with provisions in the governor and the Senate, and it's a little difficult to detail here, but those dollars will change on future spreadsheets. Madam Chair, on page 25, line 1343, There were two items that I noticed the House and the Senate have identical provisions on, but they just don't seem to line up line by line. The House has $70,000. It's on a different line for the Hearing Aid and Instrument Loan Bank.
What line is that?
Line 1343 on page 25, and I believe it's on line, the House dollars are found on line 1455. There's also each body has $300,000 for adaptive technology. That is found in two places as well. The House has that funded under under the Department of Human Services, and I'm not seeing the line here currently, and the Senate has that funded in Department of Health, but both dollar items are identical. Madam Chair, on page 27, line 1450, the hearing instrument dispensing fee adjustment provision that was in the original governor's request has been removed from the House bill. Madam Chair, on page 28, line 1487, it's my understanding that the atrazine water level standard has also been removed from the House bill. Madam Chair, on page 30, line 1582, that's page 30, line 1582, pandemic influenza preparedness. The dollar amount in the House bill is $6,035,000. And, Madam Chair, that were all of the significant differences that I noticed.
Okay, thank you very much. Representative Clark?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think on the atrazine water level standards, I think there's an error there. I think there's $100,000 in there still. The language has changed. If you could just check on that, please.
We will. We did say just before you came in, Representative Clark, that we will be getting an updated spreadsheet with the changes that the House has made, but it just seemed like we shouldn't waste the time we have today since we have over 33 pages and there's only, you know, maybe five or six major changes. So we will be getting an updated spreadsheet, and when we do, we will go over those changes again just to make sure everyone has duly noted them. Representative Thiessen?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just, I didn't know if you'd asked earlier about questions. I was just wondering about 1575, if just to explain that account transfer. It's on page 30, I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, Representative Thiessen, this is a transfer from the State Government Special Revenue Fund in the Department of Health. Department of Health collects fees and deposits them into this account. And this is where all of their fee programs money is basically put into this one pot, and then is then appropriated from that pot to the various activities for enforcement and the like that they handle. And over time, they've developed a surplus in that account in the range of $12 to $13 million. And so this would be just taking, on a one-time basis, $7.2 million of that money and leaving a balance. I think there's other areas I know there are other areas of the Senate position that spend some SGSR funds from that account as well. I think the total spent or used by the Senate position is around $10 million. And so it would leave a balance of somewhere between $2 and $3 million in that account going forward.
And Representative Thiessen, members, there are a lot of items in this bill on the spreadsheet that the Senate doesn't have, you know, and it's not because we don't believe there is a need for those items, but we had a lower target of over $100 million. And so when we do get our final target, you might find our $10 million helpful. Representative Abler.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions. They can all be briefly answered, and we can talk about them more. I just was curious on page 16, just conceptually, how the tails get so big on all those Minnesota care changes. They seem like they're you know, kind of nice in the first line, and then they just kind of skyrocket in the second. Can someone comment about what happens?
Representative Abler, most of the changes don't take place until January 1st of 08 because of the contract requirements. The contracts would be renewed. The next time they would be renewed would be January 1st of 08. So we only get half a biennium of spending in that first year of the biennium. And then, of course, so that's part of the reason there's additional costs. And then part of the reason is because in many cases we're starting up a new, it's an expansion of enrollment, and so that has some growth over time. But probably not today, but at a later time, we would be happy to go through and show you that we have very carefully spent the healthcare access dollars, and so that we have what doesn't show on this spreadsheet is the next biennium after, and we have tracked it to make sure that we would have adequate revenues so that we're not overspending the fund.
And, Madam Chair, I wasn't even doubting that, but are you comfortable that the department forecasts are accurate about those growths? I know there are some estimations in there.
Representative Abler, normally the healthcare access fund, when it started, had about a four-year growth period where people don't find out about things right away and everybody doesn't sign up on the same day. And as word spreads, then more people come in over a period of time.
And just one other question. And that cap you've taken, is that still negotiated, too? You're still working through the department about that?
Representative Abler, we passed the bill as a separate bill on the floor of the Senate. We took savings that were based on what the Department of Human Services told us they believed would be appropriate reduction of the forecasted amount of the increase for the health plan contracts. And we don't see any reason why, if the House accepts that position, that those numbers shouldn't hold.
And just one thing else. Thank you. Senator Krentz must be happy you protected the ENABLE program from the – so at least that's a continue on. I'll have to pass that on to her. So thank you.
Are there any other questions? I have a question for the House. There is an ombudsman position in your bill in the Department of Human Services, I believe. And I'm trying to understand if we're creating a new ombudsman there or if it's the ombudsman for the veterans' homes. We have that item funded in a different bill in the Senate. It's funded through the bill that funds the Veterans Affairs Department. And so,
what is the children's?
Do you know where it is, David?
Madam Chair, maybe page 17, I'm guessing.
Yes, line 900.
Line 900.
Madam Chair, that's different than the Veterans Home Ombudsman, that was the question.
Yes, it was. Just trying to make sure if we have things in different bills that are similar. Are there any other questions at this point? Okay, then I guess the chair will revert to Representative Huntley tomorrow, and most of the Senate will be available starting at 1 in the afternoon. So we just need to know if you want to convene the conference committee tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We will have this room the whole time, members, so you can leave your stuff on the table. The room will be locked when we are not in here. So if you are a member of the public, please take your things with you because you will not be able to get back in here to get them later. But our materials can stay here, and that's so nice for the staff not to keep lugging everything all over the place.
Well, Madam Chair, I assume that we can meet at 1 tomorrow.
Okay.
We start our session, 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. Hopefully we will be done by then.
Okay. We will plan on that then. And if there is no further business before the conference committee today, then the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.